This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The critical national student exams that determine whether or not Chinese students go to college and which ones the government is threatening to send any cheaters to jail with sentences of up to 7 years. Kenya's government has issued a ban on all unlawful demonstration as lines harden before an election next year, but hasn't defined what an unlawful demonstration might be. Because the initiative process in California allows a decision by local elected officials on whether to hold an election or accept the proposal without negotiating changes, once 15% of eligible voters have signed a petition, developers are using this tactic to get around environmental controls to build. Microsoft has presented a scientific paper arguing that analyzing search results might lead to early detection of cancers. OECD report concludes that only 9% of American workers face a high risk of being replaced by a robot. Austrians, Germans, and Spaniards are the most vulnerable, but only 12% of them risk losing their jobs to information technology. Washington, D.C. became the latest city to approve a $15 hourly minimum wage. City Council voted to institute the raise in 2021, pegging future hikes to inflation. In exchange, unions pledged to drop a $15 ballot measure that would have covered most workers, including tip workers. That compromise peeved labor's ally, the Restaurant Opportunity Center United, which called the deal a disgrace because it included only a $5 tip minimum for D.C. restaurant workers. An Illinois federal judge ruled that the Fair Share Fee case, Harris v. Quinn, is not a class action and a big win for SEIU. SEIU had estimated that the proposed class paid about $30 million in fair share fees between April 2008 and the present, but the ruling should limit the amount they will have to refund since the union proved that many were okay with the fee and would have paid if given a choice. A United Nations Commission of Inquiry has called for leaders of Eritrea to be referred to the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 199 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.